T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we were all shocked at the sudden passing of beloved WFSB news anchor Denise DeCenzo over the weekend.
Yesterday, it was weird because I'm so new to the state. My wife and I just came here over the summer, but I saw this, and you can tell the popularity of a person when you just see your social media populate with whatever news is about them, especially when it's somebody local. And when I saw all of these posts about Denise, I was just like, what is going on here?
Well, she was the face and voice of Connecticut for decades at WFSB. She was the type of person who, when there was tragic news, she made you feel like everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And when it was joyful news, you laughed and rejoiced with her. On the phone with us this morning is WFSB news anchor Nicole Nalepa. Nicole, you know, first of all, we're so sorry. Our deepest condolences. I know what a close-knit family you guys are over there. So just we're so sorry at the passing of Denise.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who has been writing in, sharing stories. These are the kinds of things that get you through these really tough times. And, you know, you both said it perfectly. You know, she was the voice here at the station for over 3 decades. And I think the hardest part for all of us here is, you know, we're not hearing that voice guide us through this difficult time. And everyone is grieving across the board, you know, whether you worked with her, whether you were outside of work, whether you met her once at an appearance or an event, or whether you just welcomed her into your homes every day. I mean, she was a staple in all of our lives, and she touched us all equally, and she treated everyone equally. She was so kind to you. She was so kind, not only on the desk and poised and elegant, and, you know, just emulated this beauty inside and out, and that radiated not only on your TVs, but it, you know, when she left, it nothing turned off. That was who she was. You were seeing exactly who she was. And I think that everyone is just, you know, Scott actually summed this up this morning. He said that Denise was like our Princess Di. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's so true. When he said that, we all just, you know, we stopped there and at the desk, and we went, wow. You know, you think of all of these experiences and stories, they just come to the forefront after we learned of her passing. And she was just such an incredible woman. And again, I everyone is feeling this loss, and we will get through this together. You know, we're all grieving together, but we will get through this together. And she would want us to get through this together.
Now, Nicole, do you have a personal story about Denise, one that you think of that might, I don't want to say shock anybody, but be like, wow, that's really interesting insight to a woman that we looked and we saw and we came to every day for news?
Well, you know, I think that everyone knows, it's no secret, how important family was to her. You know, and again, our thoughts and prayers are just going out to her husband, Wayne, and her daughter, Catherine. My baby shower was back in May, and Denise was there. And it was so great because we were all able to gather, just all of us women outside of the station, and hang out. And we just had such a great time because how often when you're on all different shifts do you get a chance to get together? And Denise took me aside and was telling me some great advice of what it's like to be a mom and how important her daughter is to her, and how, you know, obviously the position that she had here at the station and how well respected she was as a journalist is just, you know, it, beyond comprehension. We all, she was the voice of Connecticut. You know, we all looked to her. But her most important role, she said, was becoming a mom. That was her most important job and her most treasured job. And she just, she was able to balance the two and to be a woman working in, you know, a career woman, but yet to be just the most amazing mom to her daughter. I think that so many women out there strive to navigate that balance, and Denise was the first to give all of us mom-to-bes or moms out there advice on that. And, you know, and not to say that it's easy, but she was so honest and so real about that. And I think that that was what was so special about her, is she was such a real person. She never lost her personality, or she never lost what was important to her. She took it with her and brought it everywhere. And that was, it defined who she was. And I think that, again, that's why we're just having such a hard time coping with this loss, because of how special she was to each and every one of us and how special she treated each and every one of us.
Well, Nicole, I really appreciate the fact that you guys over there at Channel 3 are opening your hearts to how you're feeling, mm-hmm. that you're stopping things down to talk about and pay tribute to Denise and her family. And it's a raw, emotional day, and it's going to be for a long time. But, you know, thank you for taking the time to call in to us. And I don't know how you're not bawling over there on Channel 3 all morning long. You guys are consummate professionals. And again, we're just so sad this morning. So thank you. And please give everyone over there a hug and our love.
Thank you. And I just want to leave you all with this. You know, Denise was just so well known for being kind and practicing that kindness and literally sprinkling it wherever she went. And I think if there's one thing we can all walk away from, is just to remember to be kind and put that into action in our everyday lives. And I think that that's the biggest way that we can honor her memory.
Thanks,
well
Nicole.
Said. Well said.
Thanks, Nicole. Thank you so much. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just hearing that, it's amazing. It's amazing news.
96.5 TIC.